Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. My voice is groggy, but I could do it. Hey, as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. We gave you some sports news that you can't get enough of, and maybe you could get enough of it. Well, let's go crank up the old machine here, and let's start first with some college basketball here. I'm going to get it on out the way, because the playoffs and championships for particular conferences is upcoming this starting week here, including the girls playing basketball in the state of Michigan. We'll talk about that a wee bit later. However, the seedings are set for the Horizon League there. And on March the 1st, Oakland will take on IUPUI. There we go. It's an 8 o'clock game on ESPN Plus. Detroit Mercy versus number 11 Green Bay. Matter of fact, those two games I just mentioned, Oakland and UD Mercy, will have a home game for the start of this. Excuse me, boys and girls. Youngstown State will have a home game against RMU. And also, number 9 in the seedings, Milwaukee will take on number 8, UIC. Now, on Thursday, March the 3rd, Cleveland State will take on the lowest remaining seed. Purdue Fort Wayne will take on the second lowest seed remaining. And Northern Kentucky will take on the second highest remaining seed. And do I have anything else? Also, Wright State will take on the highest remaining seed. Now, with all that left over there, the semifinals are going to be on Monday, March the 2nd. Two games, of course. And on March the 8th, the championship game, 7 o'clock on ESPN or ESPN2. So, a week of basketball in the Horizon League. Excuse me. And for the first round for the women there on Tuesday, beginning March the 1st, with four games, that's number 5 seeded North Kentucky will host number 12, UD Mercy. Number 6, Milwaukee will take on the 11th seed, UIC. And number 7, Oakland will take on number 10, Wright State. Number 8 seed, RMU, will welcome number 9 seed, Purdue Fort Wayne. That's the lineup for all those goodies there. And finally, in the final game of the season for UAD, Antonio Davis poured in a game-high 26 points, and the Titans erased the 11-point deficit. However, their rally fell short as UAD Mercy basketball team dropped an 81-78 victory to Purdue Fort Wayne on Saturday afternoon at Dick Vitale Court. Prior to the game, the Titans honored their 3 members, senior class, Davis, Willie Innes, and Matt Johnson. The loss ends a Titan 15-game home winning streak as they finish the regular season at 13-14 overall, 10-7 in the Horizon League, where they will be in 5th, 6th, or 7th place. Of course, I already gave you that, so none of this mean anymore. Of course, again, the first round games start on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Phil Martelli, as the Wolverines acting head coach, the results are a wee bit different on this particular run as Michigan was striking the distance. They were down by 15. They kind of got it down to 2 with 2 minutes and 2 seconds remaining. That 2-2-2-2-2. Played a lottery to play. However, they screwed it up in the final minutes, and they end up losing. Yes, they end up losing to Illinois. 93-85. Oh, well. In women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, they scored 38 points and 11 assists. And number 22, Iowa, I'm talking about the ladies, that is. Shared the Big Ten Championship title with a 104-80 win over number 5 Michigan on Sunday. It was the first conference regular season title since 2008 for the Hawkeyes, who always is good. They're 27-14-4 in the Big Ten, who shares the championship with Ohio State. Now let's talk about the men here, boys and girls here, as Michigan State beat Purdue in a thriller at Breslin Arena, 68-65 on Saturday, and University of Michigan just blew it up, like I said here, just messed it up here. Oh well. Now the boat team, the next game for Michigan and Michigan State is with each other on March the 1st in Ann Arbor. Mark Starr couldn't recall being a part of such a crazy game before, and Jeff Blashill certainly never wanted to be a part of one of these particulars ever again. Yes, he do. It was very exciting to the people who were buying beers and hot dogs and stuff there, and they thought the Red Wings would come back. Incredibly, they were down by 1 at 7-6. Toronto was leaving. But again, Toronto put the gas on and scored 3 more goals to beat the Detroit Red Wings by a final score of 10-7. Sounded like an Argonaut-Detroit Lions game, which the Argonauts, of course, they won. Saturday at Little Caesars Arena was the game there. That was a doubleheader where the Pistons played earlier against the Boston Celtics, which, by the way, they lost. And, yes, they turned the place around for the hockey game at 7 o'clock, 7:30, that is. And it was a wild night. Fans stuck around to see 5-goal deficit wither away to 1. Then it grew back to 3. And there you have it, boys and girls. All I got to say is that if the Red Wings are going to be competitive from here point on, they got to do a doggone better job of defensive callus there. Their defense stink. It's been stinking for the last 4 games with no effort at all. They're going to have to get some personnel in the offseason to counteract that there, because other teams, good teams, such as Toronto, Colorado, and some of the other teams that are going to be upcoming there, which is about 5 more good teams there, they're going to have a field day with the Detroit Red Wings and they don't play defense. That does no good for the goaltenders, which they look sloppy as a pig, both of them. And I ain't got nothing else to say positive about the particular game in general last night, but it kept you on your toes for a minute. But again, the game was lost from the get-go. And I think head coach of Detroit Red Wings made it very plain. He didn't want to be a part of that ever again. And high schools, boys and girls, these championships are upcoming there, and one has passed. Team wrestling finals were the 25th and 26th. That is done and over with there. Boys skiing, their finals will be tomorrow, the 28th. Girls skiing will be tomorrow, the 28th. Boys bowling will be the 4th and the 5th of this week. Girls bowling as the same. Girl competitive cheer will be on the 4th and the 5th. And the individual wrestling contest is there will be March 4th and the 5th in high school there. And of course, the girls basketball, it's kind of starting off with the district. Boys will get on tap next week with their district there. You got nothing else to do. Go out there and support these kids. They could be doing a whole lot of things they got no business doing. But they're playing some sports to give a balance on the academics. Go out there and support them when you can. And yes, again, I will remind you, please be safe about it there. COVID is being a little lax, but still keep your guard up. Poland, Sweden, Czechoslovakia Republic, or the Czech Republic, as they call, will not play Russia in the World Cup qualifying playoffs due to arranged invasion. And if you do not know, it is not pretty. It's not pretty at all. some of the humanitarian things going on is outstanding. But again, separation from family is always a bad thing. Now, as a man, if they're over the age of 18 years old, we'll have to stay in the country to help fight while they let the women and children seek passage elsewhere in other countries there to stay safe there. But however, it's an humanitarian thing being done, and I pray for peace. I really do. And, you know, with the Russian invasion of Russia going in there and invading the country that does not belong to them, certain many companies and countries are boycotting Russian goods and preventing major sporting events from taking place in the nation. One Hockey Hall of Famer wants the practice to take the next step, or the NHL actually to take the next step, calling to suspend all contracts with Russian players. Dominic Hasek said that there. All-time great and arguably the best goaltender to ever played the sport, took on the Twitter Saturday morning and shared his thoughts on a certain Russian star wanting peace, and that was Alex Ovechkin. He said his words of condolences was fuller SH-T. You figure it out, boys and girls. The deadline for Major League Baseball is ensuring that 162 games be played this upcoming baseball season. It's looming in the dooms. The same schedule on March the 31st, which is opening day, is now closed. If you can't measure up to getting a contract done by tomorrow, the 28th of February. Yep, it was no deal by Monday. The league said it will start canceling regular season games and publicly avowed that those games that will not be rescheduled and players will not be paid for them. Yes, boys and girls, that's what the owners and Major League Baseball is saying right now about baseball in general. Can we just get along? They locked them out in December. And I just can't understand why people sit on their butts and do nothing to get a reasonable settlement going. And they wait till the last minute to start people. Everybody's not a millionaire, you know, or trillionaire, or vice versa. The Pistons are playing now. They're playing the Hornets in Charlotte. And guess what, boys and girls? They're leading 58-54. That is right now at halftime, okay? I just gave you that piece of information there in a nutshell. And for that, we're going to end this show on Put You On Sports. We will tell you right now, we will not be on the air on Wednesday. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, observed as being a peaceful day for many of us to observe and reflect and get ourselves together for the next 40 days of what we're going to sacrifice and what we're not. But in this meeting, a lot of things are going on, people going to services and whatnot there. I'm going to respect that, and we won't have a show on this Wednesday. We'll be on the air next Sunday, okay? But John Sports is a presentation of My Darling Productions. Check me on out on Facebook, always on Facebook, boys and girls. You can also check me out on the homepage of Put You On Sports at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpliButchToo.podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. And here with us, Put You On Sports and some other great shows on the Game Sports Show medium of excellent shows in Canada as well as the USA and stuff like that there. And don't forget tomorrow, yes, tomorrow at 6 to 8 o'clock, the Game Sports Show on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie. Yes, Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself, along with guests and stuff like that there, will be on to paint your life fantastic there. Yes, we will. So, without further ado, I'm done for this evening. You guys have a great start of the week here. Again, I remind you, we won't be on this Wednesday. We'll be back on next Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody.